Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
This is Elder Care Radio, bringing you the latest and most important information relating to health and wellness for our senior community in Southern Utah. Our needs change as we age, and our care should change also. We are always striving to help everyone understand what's available to them and to be your own best medical advocate and be actively engaged and gain those best treatments that'll make our lives much better. So we're happy to be here today on this great Wellness Wednesday. It's again another beautiful day in St. George, and we're quite happy to be here today.
And I'll take this opportunity to give you our telephone number and our website in case you have any questions or comments. Our telephone number is 435-477-6999. And you can find us on our website at pathwayhospicecare.com.
So we've been doing this radio broadcast now for over a couple of years. And, you know, it's every week it's kind of interesting and exciting to come and be really, really concerned about what we're going to say or if we're going to offend people.
You still get nervous, Richard?
Oh, man, every night for the 7 days leading up to this, I'm nervous about this radio broadcast.
Only time you're not nervous is right when it ends.
Oh, yeah. And I have about 5 minutes before I'm worried about the next one. So,
he's far less worried than he's letting on to be. He's pretty confident.
But we wanted to go back and talk about some of the things that we're trying to do in the community to help. We mentioned them a long time ago, but we haven't for quite some time. So wanted to point out some things that we think can be very useful, and these are free of charge services. We will provide a health assessment for somebody. If you know somebody who may not be going to the doctor for whatever reason, they can't afford to get there or they can't physically get there, then allow us to send somebody to their home and at least do a checkup and find out if there are any existing conditions that we can provide to their physician, or you know, help them find a physician to help care for them. We really want people to be taken care of, and cost should not be a driving factor. So we'll do that health assessment. We'll send a nurse out do that, and there's no charge for that.
In fact, we had a family call us just this week, a woman who is trying desperately to take care of her husband and finding it far more difficult to get him in and out of the car. Really hadn't been to the doctor in about a year, didn't really feel any reason to go. He seemed to be doing quite well and then had a very large decline. And when I say that, just all of a sudden things seemed to be abnormal in their life. She wanted to get him into the doctor. The doctor couldn't get him in for a few weeks, and she was a little desperate and concerned. So she called our office, and we were able to go out and do an assessment and reach out to her doctor directly, giving them an update on condition, and the doctor was able to treat them right away. They called and did a quick teleconference and got him some medications, and he's doing better. So please don't be afraid to call and ask if you have some concerns. We really do just want to help the community live a better life for as long as they are living and enjoy the beautiful St. George and Southern Utah Valley that we live in.
And we've had quite a nursing crisis in across the nation, but that's affected every level of medical care. And sometimes you can't get into your doctor in a timely fashion, or maybe you've lost connection with your doctor and are concerned about trying to rekindle that, or maybe that wasn't the doctor that you really wanted. If you have a need, let us help you find a doctor that fits your need. Every doctor is a little different, and they all have their own specialties and the things that they feel are important. And we'd like to help you find that doctor who aligns with your goals specifically. And so if we can help you do that, we'd love to.
And that's so important. Doctors are so personal in our lives that we really should have a confidence and a connection with them. And healthcare is ever-changing. And as we've said so many times, you do need to be your own best medical advocate. If you feel like you just don't have that confidence or connection, we'd love to help you find somebody that you enjoy working with.
And one specific thing that we'd like to point out is for those people who are on warfarin or Coumadin, or maybe they have some liver disease, there's a test, a PT-INR test, that needs to be taken regularly because it those drugs or that liver disease affects your ability, your blood's ability to clot. And those have to be you have to test that regularly because our bodies change. We become more or less susceptible to the drug. And so there's a schedule of 4 to 6 weeks that you're supposed to be doing that. And we know that there are people in this community who haven't been following that regimen, who haven't been testing for a while. And as a service to the community, we'd like to offer that we will come out and do a PT-INR test in your home. There'll be no charge for that. We can get that information to your doctor so that they can help adjust your medication or deal with it, because there can be wild swings in your blood thinness or thickness, right? So blood thinners like that. So if that's an issue, if you haven't been able to get to the doctor and you're way behind on those and you're just thinking, well, maybe I don't need to do it because I was fine for so long. You know, I've been doing this for 4 years and now, you know, why am I still taking this test?
If my doctor had a concern, they'd let me know.
Right.
Just remember, things can change very quickly. And so if it is time for you, or if you are regularly having your blood tested, PT-INR testing done, and you just feel that you just can't get your loved one in, it's just so much more challenging to get them in and out of the car or in and out of the doctor's office, let us come by and help. We're happy to do that free of charge. We are there for you and just want to help guide and direct you and find the best care that is available.
And so just so that the community understands what a PT-INR test is, that stands for prothrombin time test, okay? International normalized ratio.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
So prothrombin.
Can you translate to English, please?
All right. So
PT-INR.
The liver creates a protein that helps our bodies clot, our blood clot, which is important. You know, if you get a cut, you want that to stop bleeding. The problem is that as we age, or if we have intervening factors like liver disease
or heart disease, so we need to keep blood or blood clots down,
right,
then we're given warfarin or Coumadin to ensure that your blood is thin enough to prevent blood clotting. But then on the other hand, we don't want the blood to get too thin. So the PT-INR test tests that you're just in that sweet spot of safety.
That's right. So if you have signs of a high INR, that means that your blood's not clotting. And if you've got cuts that won't stop bleeding, or you get nosebleeds, or, you know, your gums are bleeding when you're brushing your teeth, coughing up blood, you know, vomit that looks like coffee grounds. I'll just go down a list of these, all of them somewhat graphic, but these are things that indicate that your INR is off, your prothrombin test or time is wrong.
Let's finish that that list, though, because yeah, that was one of the indications that our patient this week was concerned about. Bruising in unusual areas for unknown reasons. It just didn't feel right for her. She was watching her husband and noticing that he was getting these unusual bruises. His bowel movements kind of changed a little bit, and she thought, oh, I need to get him into the doctor. We haven't been in so long. And it was daunting.
What absolutely was that change?
It was kind of black or possibly
coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have blood in the stool, that's an indication
or if
that maybe
it's very dark, like a black hue, then you want to have that checked. Also, rust-colored blood in the urine will also be an indication. Sometimes, believe it or not, it's bleeding in the eyes. Or if you get sudden headaches or dizziness or weaknesses, all of those can be an indication that you need to have your PT-INR test done.
Well, if you're experiencing those, then you probably need more than just a test. Get to the doctor. Hopefully, we're going to do these tests to avoid these circumstances.
Right.
And then on the other side, you know, if your INR is too low and your blood clots too quickly, then we start seeing a whole host of other things where you have pain and swelling in areas, and it's redness that you don't expect, especially in your extremities. Okay?
Right. Numbness and tingling in your hands and feet and face can be an indication.
Headaches, blurred vision, dizziness. And then trouble breathing, chest pains, feeling of severe weakness, all of those things.
Not being able to move or sudden confusion. And I tell you, sometimes I think, this must be me.
Right. So
getting up in the morning, I think, I can't move.
So if those things are happening to you, that is not, we need to do a test. You need to get to the hospital and solve that.
Right.
Our goal here in offering this test to the community is to help people stay on track so that we don't end up in these areas. So that's really, you know, what we're hoping to do is if you're behind on your PTINR test and you just need one and you can't get that taken care of, let us help you make that as easy as possible so that we can get the doctor on board and get them some information so that they may be able to adjust your medication if it's out, or you have the peace of mind knowing that you are still in range the way you're supposed to be.
There's also a serious but very rare side effect. It's called purple toe syndrome. And so if you see that, you just call 911. You need to get to the hospital quickly. So if you have purple toes, you do need to get to the hospital right away.
Right, because if your blood thinning is off too much, then you can also have necrosis of the skin. You can actually have skin tissue die. And we don't want that. So let's all just be more actively engaged. Have these conversations with your family and neighbors and suggest that, you know, if somebody you know or somebody that you have some relationship with has a need, let them know that we'll do that.
And one of the reasons we don't want to take this for granted is warfarin and Coumadin, just like opioids, our body kind of adapts to them, and they become less effective and more potent. And so we need to really keep a very close eye on those things. It's important and really a matter of life and death.
Okay. So a PTINR test, while it's not a blood glucose test, works in somewhat the same fashion for those of you who are diabetic and are taking your blood test. You take a sample of the blood, you put it on a test strip in a machine, and it looks at a different set of components in your blood than blood glucose does. But checking your blood glucose, whether you have diabetes or not, is a good practice. Doing that over a regular basis, it doesn't have to be every hour, but every couple of weeks, you know, just getting a history of your blood glucose makes some sense. And so for the past year or so, we've been at the senior centers, both in Hurricane and St. George, tracking blood sugars, blood pressures for anybody who wants to come in. There's no cost. We'll create a list of those for you and keep track of it so that when you go to talk to your doctor, not only will you have your blood pressure and blood sugar that they take right then and there, but you'll have a history so that your doctor has much more information to work from, because an instantaneous blood pressure test is not indicative of anything other than the stress level you might be in at that moment. But if you have a history of blood pressure tests, then we can see whether you tend to be under blood pressure stress or not, and that's going to be indicative. Your blood sugar changes all the time, but if it's always high, that can be a problem that we need to address. If it's mostly low, then that leads to other problems, and so we try and solve that.
A basic way to think of it is we all have different baselines. We're all very unique and very dynamic in our physical representation and how we start to show signs and symptoms. So if you're keeping track of your blood pressures or your blood sugar levels, then we know what your baseline is. If there's a lot of fluctuation in your blood pressure or blood sugars, those are indications of changes that need to be addressed. So keeping a good eye on that, like coming out to the senior center, introducing yourselves to us and allowing us to help you keep track of that, you take that information with you. If you want us to fax it over to your doctors, we're happy to do that. But it'll give you a good indication of if there are changes. And what a tremendous benefit that is available to you in this community, because you're not going to go to your doctor a couple times a month. You're just not. But you can get your blood sugars tested, you know, and your blood pressures tested regularly if you come out to the senior centers and visit with us for a while.
So the Hurricane Senior Center, we are there every Monday at 11 o'clock to 12, just before lunch.
And that's not much of a drive, and it's beautiful out there.
Right. And then we are at the St. George Senior Center, the Active Life Center, on the 2nd and 5th Thursdays from 9:30 until 11:30. And so if you come to either one of those, we'll keep track of that for you. We'll give you a little card. You can keep track of it yourself. If you weren't sure whether your meter's correct or not, go ahead and bring it along, and we'll do a side-by-side test. And I don't want you to sweat this too much, because those meters are not very accurate in general. I'm not saying this is bad, just that, you know, it's not one point or two off. We're talking about a span of 30 points isn't unusual, and they would still be within range. But
it's still the consistency.
That's right.
You can still see changes.
Right. That's the goal, is that we can see a trend regardless where it is. And if you trend high all the time, then it's something to let your doctors know about.
So if you haven't been to your doctor, set an appointment and go. If you can't go for whatever reason, please allow us to help you in some way.
And if you have a group of people that you know that would like to have a conversation about their health care, finding resources, we would love to host that. Host it. We would love to show up and be part of that.
How fun. We can do group gatherings again. So
right.
We can make a little party out of it.
So if you're in a community and you can gather a few people, or, you know, your church organization or any group that you feel, you know, that would like to know a little bit more about what may be available to them and maybe get some questions answered, we'll try and bring the right people to the conversation.
Prior to COVID, we were doing some of these community events. Andy, do you remember Tupperware parties?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we structured them a little bit like Tupperware parties so that they were fun. We had prizes if you asked questions and, you know, offered treats, desserts, or whatever, so that the community in senior communities would come out and learn more about palliative care. And it was actually a really good time. It was quite fun. But we've been out of that for a little while during COVID, when group gatherings were not acceptable, and we are excited to be back at it. So if you live in a senior community and you want us to come out and organize an event where everyone can come and learn more and get free blood tests and blood pressure tests, and even if somebody needs PTNR, whatever that you're looking for, we're happy to organize that and work with you. Just talk to your community events coordinator and have them give us a call. We'd love to do that for you.
All right. And so those are some of the things that we've been doing in the community. We just want to remind people, because you know, if you don't know, then you can't take advantage of that. And so we really appreciate that. And if you or a loved one or somebody you know is looking to get some help in the home for whatever reason, you know, maybe they just need a little more support and time, give us a call. We'll help you find those resources. These are all free, no-cost options for you.
Did you say free?
I did. I said free. We will certainly help you find. Not that we can always find you free service. However, if there is a service that we can provide, we will do it, and it will be no cost.
Right.
Okay? So that's our goal. So that was it took a little longer to go through those than I thought, but I hope we've given you some things to think about.
Well, I just want to say we're so thankful that we have people that have accepted our offers and that are now enjoying a more complete and fulfilling life. Remember, we are trying to change the understanding of hospice. It should not be a scary word. It really is an insurance benefit, and there are different benefits under that umbrella, so you should know about them and know when they are available to you. And you've been paying for the insurance program since you started working, so you may as well take advantage of it as soon as you can rather than later.
That's right. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today, in addition to, you know, all the things that you should be aware of, this one I thought was kind of interesting. This is a published study in November of 2021, just a few months ago. Through the VA, they did a big review of patients and looking at the corollary between statin drugs and diabetes. And there's a much higher likelihood that if you get on a statin drug, that you will also end up with diabetes. That does not mean necessarily that statin drugs are all bad. It just means that you need to be aware that there are trade-offs, and you should have a frank discussion with your doctor whether a statin is really your best option. The increase is significant in that. And so there's more than one way to deal with high cholesterol. Statins are a common one, and they're easy to prescribe and easy to take, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily the only option. There are H2 blockers and there are proton pump inhibitors. Both of those have some of the same effects in different ways. They they address the problem differently. Some of them will work better for some people than others, and maybe a statin is the only option that works best for you. But understand that statins have this side effect of probably increasing your likelihood of diabetes significantly. Now, diabetes is manageable, but if we can avoid it, if we have a choice, we'd like to consider avoiding it. So those are one of the things that we just, see in here that is really important. And so on the cholesterol medication part, the HDL, the LDL, all of those things that sometimes can be confusing. You don't need to know all the details. You just need to know enough to be able to have a conversation with an expert, your doctor, so that you can get some information. If you can talk to him about it and your doctor says, well, yeah, we did have you on statins, but it may not be the only option for you. Maybe we should try something else to see if it can be effective. That might be a worthwhile conversation to have.
And just to reiterate, we said it before, our bodies do adapt to all medications. It does not matter what you are being treated for. And often our body will adjust to them, and they will become either less or more effective on us. So you have to be your own best medical advocate. You have to speak up for yourself. We just recently had an experience where a patient's family called us, and when we were reviewing their medications, they were on 5 blood pressure medicines. They didn't know why they were on 5 blood pressure medicines. We took their list back to our doctors who looked into it a little bit further. We pulled copies of their pharmaceutical prescriptions and noticed that they came from 5 different doctors, 5 different specialists. And so what was happening is every time they went in and had a blood pressure test, and every time you go to the doctor, they do that, their blood pressure was high, so they got another drug. Well, it ended up that his body was actually overcompensating because he was getting so many blood pressure medicines that his body was overproducing and overcompensating, and all we had to do is just adjust his blood pressure medicine, and he instantly became more clear of thought. He was breathing better. He wasn't becoming dizzy. When he was standing, just his entire quality of life turned around. Now, that was just with one adjustment, and you can all take care of yourselves in those cases. You just have to advocate for yourself. You just have to have your medication list with every doctor's appointment so they know what you've already been prescribed. It is our responsibility to advocate for ourselves and to be informed and to ask questions. If you don't think you can do it on your own, take a loved one who can help you.
And this week in hospice, we've just had so many great experiences with families and having an opportunity to be part of their life and help overcome a lot of issues. It is a blessing to us, and we appreciate it that we've had these opportunities to meet so many great people and to share in their stories. This week we've got a patient that he's just the most friendly guy. He'll crack jokes with you, but there isn't 10 minutes of conversation that doesn't include the I am so grateful for God, and I don't know what his plan is for me. And he's
so sweet.
He always refers to him as the big guy, and it is heartwarming to know that that he has such a strong belief and just an outright love, no questions, just an outright love, and he treats his wife wonderfully. And it is just great that we have these opportunities to meet these people, and the community is joining us in making these changes, and we are grateful for that.
We really are grateful to be here. We feel so fortunate to be able to be a part of your lives. And while the medical community and the healthcare community, it's tough to navigate. It is. And it's been a little difficult for us to break through. So we're so grateful to the community for your referrals and for your constant support. Thanks so much, everybody. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
So that telephone number, 435-477-6999, we would really like to take your call today. So give us a call. We look forward to hearing from you.